Ang topic natin today po is the helmet of salvation. Mababasa ko yan sa Ephesians 6:17. Ang helmet of salvation po ay isa po sa mga, ulitin ko, itong helmet of salvation, kasama po yan sa the whole armor of God. It's like the shield of faith, breastplate of righteousness, sword of the spirit, and the others. So, background. Importante po na pag-usapan natin ito because itong helmet of salvation will protect our mind. Our mind, basahin po natin, is the battlefield of our spiritual warfare against the enemy. Ibig sabihin, ang labanan ng Panginoon at ang masamang espiritu nasa isip natin, nasa ating ulo, sa utak po natin. Kaya, importante po yung ang iniisip po natin will lead us to victory. Ang helmet of salvation, yan po, will provide all believers, Christians, ano po, bibigyan ka ng pag-iisip ng Panginoon. He will give you the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God as you enter into the warfare. And I was so blessed na na-assigned po sa akin ito because ang usually, we take parang lightly itong helmet of salvation. On the reverse, ito po ang pinaka, to me, ang pinaka-importante po na armor of God, ito po ang helmet. Because nasa ulo. Just like sa mga sundalo, yan, meron kaming helmet. Kasi kung wala kang helmet, matamaan yung mata mo, so on, bagsakan na, wala na, tapos na. And but this helmet natin pinag-usapan po is a spiritual helmet of salvation. Hindi mo nakakita, but it is around your head, inside your head. And you will receive this, itong helmet of salvation, or the whole armor of God, is you must be a believer in Christ. Sumunod, you must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Is that amen? You got to be filled with the Holy Spirit and you have to be a believer before you can take advantage or before you are given the helmet of salvation. And what is the helmet will provide? God's wisdom, power, strength in fighting the enemy. Ang ganda, no? He will give you all God's wisdom, power, and strength. And it will guard your mind and thoughts by filling it with the Word of God. And we put on the helmet of salvation through the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 2:10. And the wisdom of God, ang reference po dyan is 1 Corinthians 1:24. Ang tanong po, timely ito po ang ating pinag-usapan na yung armor of God. Because we are now living on the last days. Malapit na po ang babalik ng Panginoon. It will be difficult times. Maraming manlalamig. Maraming mag-backslide. Sobra ang kagipitan, tukso. Maraming mga magagawa ang kalaban. At only very few will come out of this still in the Lord. Kaya, ito po ang perfect na timing. Ito sa Revelation 12:12, nasusulat po. Si Satanas is filled with anger, galit na galit. Because his time on earth is short. Sabihin, pagdating ng Panginoon, tapos na. And yung fury ng kay Satanas will result in suffering of all Christians, believers, simbahan, families. He will accuse, he will deceive, he will persecute. Yan po ang kalokohan ng demonyo. And he expect this on the last days. We will fight, the good fight of faith. This day forward, it will be difficult times. At ulitin, put on the whole armor of God. Dapat dala-dala ho natin yan, araw-araw. Ang importante po dito is itong helmet po ng salvation, ito po is a gift of God na para sa atin. Na hindi ho tayo nagugulat or being surprised by the enemy because the wisdom of God is on our mind. He will tell you on what to do, on what to prepare. And this is how we are blessed by the Lord. Now, ito po ang anim na katotohanan tungkol po sa helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation is personified in Christ Jesus. Nang naisuot natin ang helmet ng salvation, parang si Kristo na rin. When you put on the whole armor of God, parang you put on Christ into your body. So ganun. That as we put on the armor of God, we put on Christ as Lord, Savior, and commander of the Lord's army. And when we have the helmet of salvation, we have the mind of Christ. We will talk more about this. And wisdom of God. Correction po, hindi po Colossians 2:2. 1 Corinthians 1:24. So dalawa po ang ating matatanggap. Pagtanggap natin ng helmet of salvation is you will have the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God. Which hindi natin alam na the Lord is moving in us, but medyo limited because we are not assured na we have the wisdom of God and we have the mind of Christ. Yan po nasasabi na. So we have the reference. The helmet of salvation is necessary. It's a requirement for all believers. It is as a part of the armor of God, and it will provide protection for demonic attacks, temptation, and deception. And this protection comes from the wisdom and the power of God. Number three, paano natin matanggap itong helmet ng salvation? It's a prayer. Just like James 1:5 said, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask God and He will give it liberally and without reproach. Now, kung ngayon lang natin ito na naintindihan, then we are not sure if the helmet of salvation is in us. Starting today, pray, Lord, give me the helmet of salvation. Ask for it. Na kailangan namin, Panginoon, for our ministry, for our church, from my family, that I will have the wisdom of God and I will have the knowledge of God na sa aking isipan. Pang-apat po, the helmet of God is a promise of hope. Kung meron kang helmet of salvation, makikita mo at mafe-feel mo the promise of eternal life. If God is moving mightily in you, via helmet of salvation, gagawin niya ng paraan na hanggang sa bandang huli, you are still qualified to go to heaven. Amen ba? Kaya, helmet of salvation. That the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, will find means on how to help you, that you will be qualified to go to heaven kahit marami tayong dinaanan. And the helmet of salvation reminds us, nababasa sa Biblia, sa ating labanan, sa masamang espiritu, alam mo natin, bandang huli, victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. O, palakpakan natin ng Panginoon. Mahina ang ating palakpak para walang gana. Amen! Nasusulat na si Satanas is a defeated enemy. The Lord Jesus Christ, as King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, tayo lahat will become victorious over him. Sinong itatapon si Pierno, si Satanas, sa mga lahat na demonyo? And those who are still in Christ will go to heaven. And it is to be raptured. And this helmet of salvation will remind you na malaking pag-asa. Pupunta tayo sa langit. You can tell your family, anak, huwag kang mabahala. Kahit maraming tayong dinaanan, pupunta tayo sa langit. Because the Lord will always keep us, yung ating pag-iisip, kung anong ating gagawin, o kung ano man, kung saan tayo pupunta, the Lord is going to lead us. Panglima po. Helmet of salvation is the result of reading the Word of God. Daily reading po, meditation, and acting of the Word of God will give us the mind of Christ to be full of power, wisdom, and strength. Asa ganun po yan, parang shield of faith. Lalakas yung shield of faith mo kung basa ka ng basa ng salita ng Panginoon, ganun rin dito. The helmet of salvation will become full of all the wisdom and the knowledge sa pagbabasa mo at pag-iisip mo at meditating, memorizing the Word of God. Panganim po, helmet of salvation is the power of God in our life. We receive the power of God and the wisdom of God when we receive Christ as Lord and Savior and baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now, being clothed with Christ and filled with the Holy Spirit, the power of God will be released through us for the ministry. So, ating pinag-usapan po ito, kapangyarihan, spiritual strength, divine strength will be in us. Ang tanong ko, have you felt that power of God in your life? Karamihan, wala. Walang pagbabago. Born again ka na, oo. Mayroon pang pagbabago, wala. Are you victorious? Can you resist evil? Minsan hindi. Papaano yun? Papaano yun? So, this is the problem with some Christians. Na, saan manggaling yung kapangyarihan? Hindi yung kapangyarihan mo. It is the power of the Holy Spirit in us, in you. Ang kulang yan is, wala kang pananalig. Have faith in God. Kung anong sinabi ng Panginoon, you can cast out demon in the name of Jesus, follow it. But sabihin mo, pang pastor lang yun eh. Casting out, lahat na susulat po are for all believers. Amen ba? Dapat po nakahanda. Because it will come a time na nakakaharapan kayo ng demonyo, ikaw ang tumakbo. Talo ka. The Lord, the Bible has said that all believers will cast out demons or all kinds of demons or demonic influences in the name of Jesus. And ako nit. Na ganyan. At malaking bagay yan in your family, yung cell group ninyo. If there is something wrong, pray and find out. Lord, give us the wisdom kung ano problema ng aking anak. Bagsak ng bagsak si eskwela. At hindi niya naintindihan. Yung isang anak ko, walang gana naman na mag-aral. At ganyan. No? Minsan, sabi niya, Lord, I cannot manage my finances. Nakukulang yung pera eh. Kasi nabibili ko yung mga bagay na hindi ko kailangan. There is something wrong. And this is the effect of the influence of the world. Yan po ang kalaban natin. Loving the world, sa kalukuhan ng the tricks and the deception of Satan, plus our old sinful nature. Yan ang ating kalaban, the flesh, the world, and Satan. And it is through his helmet that it is our mind, is the power of God in our life. Importante po, to live this life is wisdom. Yung, ano ang tama? Anong tama na ating gagawin? Wala kang pera, mag-loan tayo, mangungutang, o wag na lang. Or, may plano sana ako pupunta ng Saudi para magtrabaho. Paano yung pamilya ko? Maiwanan. Panginoon lang nakakalam noon. Because you will not know what will happen on the days to come. Ang importante is, through prayer, and through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, ilapit mo and wait for the Lord for an answer. Hindi ang buhay Kristiyano ay hindi chamba-chamba. Subukan natin. Walang faith yun. Anong sabi ng Biblia? Anything you do without is that based on faith, ano po? Kasalanan. Huwag niyong subukan. Pag-pray ninyo kung anong tama. So that masasanay kayo on asking God and checking your communication with your intimacy with God that it is working. Amen ba? Tanong, when was the last time you prayed and you got an answer? Matagal na. Kung matagal na ho kayong hindi nakakatanggap ng sagot ng Panginoon, there might be something wrong with your communication. Kung sa cellphone ka, wala kang load. Ganyan ka ng ganyan, wala ka pang load. Or if not, cut off ka na. Hindi ka nakabayad sa Globe tsaka sa Smart. Wala ka. You might be cut off. So check that you have the intimacy with God so that when you pray, you really believe na narinig ng Panginoon. And you have the desire to listen sa sagot ng Panginoon. We need this. Yun po, yung wisdom. Ito on the last days. Because the last days is a very difficult times. Ano sabi ng Biblia? There will be apostasy. Christians will turn cold. Mag-backslide. Churches, magkahiwalay. Yeah. Could you feel now on the last days, bagsakan ngayon ang economy ng Europe, US, etc. Pati Starbucks, nagsasara. Sign of the last days. Difficult times. A lot of people will become unemployed. The last 2 weeks, I was out here in the States. Aking mga kapatid, they are facing that problem of unemployment. And ang problema is that those people na natanggal na ganyan, parang walang ganang magsimba. There are even simbahan na nagsara. Kasi lumipat at tumuwi, etc., etc. And this is going to happen worldwide. That on the last days is difficult times. Churches is going to be shaken. Families is going to be shaken. Nagkahiwalay-hiwalay, nagkagulo, etc., etc. This is the last days. And this is the time na tayo lahat, soldiers of Jesus Christ, should go out and fight a good fight of faith. But not forgetting that the wisdom and the power of God is in us. Hallelujah. So we go now to the uses of the helmet of salvation. Yan po. Ito po yung magagamit, fighting the battle against ideas, teaching, ideologies, temptation, deception used by the enemy against Christians. Ito po. Because on the last days, marami po ang lalabas ng mga ideology. Sabi niya, oy, ito, ang gospel kulang yan. Dapat mayroon pang dagdag. Mayroon pang ano. The Bible will be questioned as the absolute authority. Marami mga simbahan na ipapatayo ang diablo. And lot of ideas will come. You can get this from the internet, radio, television, or dapat po, ingatan po natin yan. That you will not read or absorb this into your mind because your mind is going to be affected. And this protection will be given by the helmet of salvation. And we use the Word of God and the Gospel to those people who are being undergoing temptation or deception. They're living in darkness. And gamitin po natin sword of the Spirit. And we will minister. Sabi, anak, ganito. Ipag-pray na hawak natin, ganito. Hindi po totoo yan. The Bible says na itong ganito at may pag-asa ang lahat ng Kristiyano. That nakakasala ka, But you can be forgiven. At huwag kang mabahala. Mahal tayo ng Panginoon. At pangalawa po, it can be used as a defensive weapon to defend ourselves from the world and our enemies. Tatlong kalaban po natin, because we're going to fight Satan, sin, and the world. And with the helmet of salvation in place, we have the power and the wisdom of God to expose, demolish, and overcome demonic ideas, influences in our family, school, society, and country. Tayo po ay inutusan bilang mga kawal ni Kristo to, first is, you have to defend yourselves, your family, people under you, simbahan, against ganito po, attacks of the enemy. Ang kalaban po, mahirap kalabanin because Satan will use temptation. Yan. He will use temptation. And if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit and you are not careful, you can be tempted. Like for example, mayroong credit card, halos maubos, namamasyal sa mall. Pagbalik, ang dami ng na-charge. Bakit? Ay, ganda. Buy one, take all. Ang dami. Sige, bili lang bili. Niluloko lang kayo ng mga tindahan. You'll be tempted. Pagbalik mo, charge mo sa credit card, ang laki na. God gave you the wisdom on how to control your finances, how to protect your marriage, how to protect your family. The Lord demand that from you. That you got to have wisdom kung paano mo na on the last days na to become victorious. And this influences is in our society, in government, and so on. There was a time na yung pangungupit, pagnanakaw sa gobyerno, okay lang. Sabi niya, sir, lahat naman dito kumukupit eh. Kumuha ka rin. Parang, okay lang yun. At hindi naman alam ng Panginoon. Saka, hindi man kasalanan yan. Paanong influence yan? So, ibig sabihin, pagnanakaw, okay lang. Ganun po, on the last days, yung maraming influence na ganyan, o kumuha ka na lang, wala naman nakikita. At ganito, ganito. And families is going to be threatened. Yan po, yung unahin, yung family. Marriages, open Christian families. Mag-aaway ang mister at saka si misis. The Bible said, wives, submit to your husband. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Hindi ito nagagawa. Kaya, palaging nag-aaway yung mag-asawa. Eh, what will happen to your family? Tuwan-tuwa ang kalabahan. Tuwan-tuwa. He will destroy the family. Pag nasira yung family, sira ang simbahan. Because sino pa magsisimba? Kaya po, unang-una bigyan yung panahon is, what is threatening your family? Anong influence? Is it a problem of money? It is a problem of relationship between children and parents sa mag-asawa. Find out kung saan nanggaling ang problem on the family. Bakit ka nabaon sa utang? Bakit ka hindi nakakabayad? Bakit mahina yung grade mo sa pag-i-eskwela? Maraming barkada. Ang anak mo, hindi mo alam. At meron ganyan, isang parents, tuloy-tuloy yung anak niya, nag-i-eskwela, nakadamit. At the end of the year, bagsak. Yung pala, doon pumapasok sa mall. O doon siya nag-i-eskwela. Paghapon, umuwi. Kala niyang nanay, pumasok sa eskwelahan. After 1 year, hindi pala pumasok sa eskwelahan. Parents, you'd pray for the wisdom of God and how you take care of your family, lalo na mga anak, mga young friends. There are a lot of temptation. Yan mga dalagita, binatilyo over the world. When you go out, a lot of things. Ano po ang temptation yan is for to take your time away, to take your money and to be under the control of yung kalaban. And what will happen if yung sahilig mo hindi mo magagawa? Number three, it will become a stronghold. It will become a bandage. Mahirap po yan. There, it will become a stronghold or a bandage in your hindi mo magagawa. Smoking, drinking, gambling, lahat-lahat. Na matagal ka nang huminto sa panigrilyo, nanood ka ng TV, and nagrilyo, hanap ka ng sigrilyo. Huminto ka na sa pag-iinom, nakikita mo sa TV nung umiinom, uminom ka na rin. Sabi ng demonyo, oh, bakit ka nag-isa? Pasok ka ng barkada mo, malungkot ka. May inuman doon eh. Yan po ang kawain ng kalaban. And this is very real testimony. Merong kapitan ng army, he was my Bible student, nang nakulong sila, tapos na-release. That was 2 years ago. It was only a few months ago, I learned the problem. Ang kanyang bandage is gambling. Pagsusugal. Is the love of money. Greed. At sinisikrito sa pamilya, sinisikrito sa kanyang opisina, hanggang nalaman na talo nang siya ng talo. Nawawala. Doon pala natutulog lang sa kasino. Naimbestigahan, he have spent 200,000 of government's money. Yeah, court martial. Yung properties niya, pinaloan pala niya para meron siyang pagsugal. Demonyo talaga. At we learn na he tried na to stop this. He cannot. Bakit po? Bandage. Pag nakita na ganito, oh yan, may pera, takbo agad. Tataya. Kawawa. And there's another major, Philippine Army, ganun rin. Mas grabe ang kaso niya. Hindi na court martial, tumakas. And he left the country and he left his career. Because hindi niya nababayaran yung nakaw niya galing sa opisina. Gambling. And the love of money or greed. So find out sa buhay natin, kung ano ang ginagamit ng kalaban, na kung anong hilig mo, papasukan ng kalaban yan. Na you will spend your time, money, and effort on those things. Yan. Some are just simply not much. Yung mga misis, mahilig sa maghahalaman, mag-ipon ng mga orchids, o ganyan. So, okay lang yan. But if it is uncontrolled, it will become a bandage. Yan po sa Philippine Army, itong asawa ng general, ang hilig is orchids. So he will buy orchids here and overseas. Puno yung kanyang quarters, daming orchids sa labas, sa loob, daming orchids. Kulang pa, sabi. Eh yung mister, mahal niyang mihi, sige lang, bili ka ng orchids. So kung saan, sa kwarto may orchids, siya may orchids, lahat. Walang katapusan. Yan ang bandage. So, ang pera, saan pupunta? Bulaklak. Nang namatay yung misis, nagmumulto. Sa gabi, yung orchids niya, sumasayaw. Lahat. Ang takot ang mister. Tinapon lahat ng orchids. Sabi niya, demonyo pala yung bulaklak na yan. Pero namatay na. O sa mga young adults, ano yung hilig mo? Kung if it is uncontrolled, masusubrahan yan, it will become a bandage. Baka nag-iipon ka ng headband, isang kahon na yung headband mo, hala, headband ka ng headband. O ano, sa mga may edad naman, bili ka ng yung pagpaganda, o lipstick, o gito-gito, ang dami mo ng lipstick, oh, sige. Kapatid, there got to be a limit. Because diyan ka tuksohin. Doon ka tuksohin ng kalaban. Appetite to eat. Many of the Americans are overweight. Yeah. Oh. I have a sister-in-law is 220 pounds. Pag umupo, tinitingnan na kaya ba yung upuan baka So I ask, sabi ko, aking sister-in-law, Amerikana, yung asawa ng brother ko, kana. So aking tinatunog. Ang sinasabi, I cannot resist it. I love to eat. The doctor says no because your high blood pressure, etc., is bad. But he said, I cannot resist it. I love to eat. Sometimes I dream about eating. So, wala akong gagawa because unbeliever, eh. And so on. And he says, oh, this is the problem in America. Many people here that are overweight. Totoo po yan. Kasi airport kami, sus, ang lang tataba, ang lalaki nila. Kapatid, it can happen here. Dapat, you should submit yourself, your desires, ngayon do, or practices, to the Holy Spirit. Ask God to help you. And my Lord, dapat mahinto ko ito because this is a temptation from Satan. It will hinder my Christian life. Na kung hindi mo mapipigilan. But I have a very good testimony. I love the Lord so much. Nung nawala kami ni Mimi, kasama kami, we spent 2 weeks in the States. There was a family reunion in the States. As I was delivering on the last 2 days, yung aking salamin, hindi ko mahahanap. Hanap, wala, wala. So I left the country without my eyeglasses because I have no time na magpagawa. Sabi ko, sige lang. So hirap di hirap ako because I cannot see beyond 8 feet. So all malabo na. So I was very sad. Walang kwento ko. Sabi niya, mag-trip, wala mo kong salamin. Sige lang. At hirap-hirap na ako. And we had a cruise in Canada. Sasakay kami ng barko, mag-cruise na ganyan. So, we have all this, ganito, worldly, kung kumakain kami, may nagsasayaw, may nagkakantahan, etc. Doon nakita ang pagmamahal ng Panginoon. Kasi ang kumakanta, ang iksi ng damit, nakabikini na sumasayaw, hindi ko nakikita, wala akong salamin eh. Sabi ko, praise the Lord. Kung ano-ano, hindi ko nakikita eh. Oh, praise the Lord. Yung pala, hindi nagkakamali ang Panginoon. Amen ba? So, ganyan ka bait ng Panginoon talaga. Na yung pala mangyari doon sa cross na ganyan, kung ano ang mga kuhan. So, I thank God na He is in our life. Importante lang is that we have yung very close intimacy with God. Now, I have a testimony about buying. Kasi nga, mga Filipino, pagpunta sa state, bili-bili pag-uwi, tatlong balikbayan boxes, puno. Ang dami nga. And I pray to the Lord na I can control my buying things na hindi bang kailangan. At sa Filipino na, it has been our habit na pasalubong. So, bili na bili, pasalubong. Unnecessary. And I thank God. Ang nawala sa, so we go to the mall or groceries, etc. Ang nawawala is that the desire to buy. Unang-una, hindi ko gano'n nakikita. I lost that the desire to buy things, even for myself. Yan, ang umuwi ako, wala akong pasulubong na inuwi sa Pilipinas. Unang-una, hindi ko nakikita eh. Kung ano ba yun. So, finally, But I have money because the Lord provided for me. Aking mga kapatid, binibigyan, ipambili mo ng ganito, pasalubong. I had the money, pero nawala yung desire. Finally, I brought home 4 pair of socks. Yun lang. Wala nang iba. Wala akong ibang nabili. So sabi ko, pwede pala. Pero dapat tanggalin mo yung salamin mo.
Kaya I thank God, so I will keep this salamin because it is the Lord's means kung paano na yung I was protected from ganun nga, temptation. So the temptation comes from what you see and from what you hear. Ganun po yan. And you have to guard your eyes, especially seeing. Ang helmet actually sa combat, merong visor yan eh. Yung actual helmet sa labanan, mayroong visor. So that, ang gusto ng Panginoon, kung the visor is down, makikita mo lang yung dapat mong makita. All other things, hindi mo nakikita. Because, the devil will work on your envy. May inggit. May pera ka naman, di bumili ka. O ganito. Bumili ka, anong sasabihin nila? Wala kang pera. O ganito, ganito. Bakit ganito? Something like this. Marami siyang gagawin. And, if you listen, later you're going to be tempted. So, importante, wag mong pakinggan. Listen to what the Lord is telling you. And you find out na the helmet of salvation is in place. Nakikinig ka sa Panginoon at hindi mo pinakinggan yung lahat ng nakikita mo. So, number three, yung strongholds. How do you demolish strongholds and bandages? First is, you have to acknowledge na yung ginawa mo ay kasalanan. And God is grieved. Bakit tuloy-tuloy ka nagsusugal, nag-inom, etc. Your family is suffering, etc. Is repentance. Babalik ka sa Panginoon. And go to elders of the church or your pastor. So that or members of the church or your leaders to minister to you. And so tayo mga ministers of the Lord, we should be ready, we should be prepared to tear down strongholds and bandages in the life of people coming to us. One is, pag interview mo, most likely, he has already hindi na siya Kristiyano. Okay lang kalas nagsimba, matagal na. So it needs maybe a repentance, asking him to receive Christ as Lord and Savior once again. And sumunod is, this person must repent and really confess and promise to the Lord na he will overcome this. And asking for power na mahinto niya itong labanan na ganito. And he should be filled with the Holy Spirit. That is the power of God in us. You should be filled with the Holy Spirit so that malalabanan mo. And if this person have not been baptized in water and the Holy Spirit, this has to be done. At yung mga ministers, mga leaders na nilapitan is, dapat alalayan mo that on Sunday, isama mo sa simbahan. Isama mo sa cell group, isama mo sa Bible study. At alagaan mo. This was my fault. Yung the one I ministered, he was not part of the church. And hindi ko na follow up. So, bumalik sa casino. And he is undergoing court martial. Iyak nang iyak yung asawa. And meron pa akong listahan dito. Example of strongholds or bandages. Sometimes, maliit pa tayo, dyan na tayo nag-umpisa. These are emotions or thoughts or beliefs that will hinder you to grow as a Christian, as a good Christian. I have that problem. Usually, it hits unbelievers. My stronghold is unforgiveness, anger. Kailan po nangyari yan? When I was a cadet sa PMA, tagal na. I entered 1959.
And we were plebs. Ang aming mga upper class, malupit. But there was one upper class na I hate so much. Because sinabi niya sa akin, pahirapan kita until you will resign. Suntukin ako ng suntukin. Ayaw ko naman mag-resign. Sabi ko, ang layo ng Cebu. So, galit na galit siya. O sige, suntok ng suntok. Sige lang. Pero hanggang titingnan ko, umiitim na. Minsan naman, hindi naman sa kuhan. O sa puwit naman, paluin ka ng paluin ng mga kung ano. Because he wants me to resign. Demonyo. And I became an upper class and he was classic T2. I was 1 year later. So, hatred ko, in my heart, I said, by the time that we will graduate, we will become officers, ipapatay kita. That is how much I hated him. Ipapatay kita, mga sundalo, mamatay ka. Kasi hindi talaga natanggal yung hatred ko, unforgiveness. When he graduated, he joined the Philippine Constabulary. I thank God I joined the Army. Kung magkasama kami sa Army or PC, wala na, muting lupa na ako. That is my hatred. So ganyan ang sama ng demonyo. Yung bandage na ganyan. Especially unforgiveness. And on the day that I was supposed to receive Christ, it was Pastor Rocky. Sabi ko kay Pastor Rocky, sabi niya, oh Vic, is there anything that before we pray the salvation prayer, anything na is affecting you? Sabi ko, I have not forgiven yung tao na yan. And I want to take revenge. Sabi niya, ikaw naman, magpipray na tayo. Gaganti ka pa. Ngayon. So, nagpray kami, Lord, change my heart. I can forgive that person. It was good because later, namatay sa aksidente rin yan, somewhere. And with that, I was able to release my unforgiveness and the anger left me. And since then, I never harbor a hatred of anyone. I make it because I'm a person na kung magalit, galit na galit. So since then, I was set free from anger. O mga bata yan, o mga parents, minsan galit ka sa anak mo. Parents, mga bata naman, galit sa daddy, galit sa nanay. You will carry that years later. Dapat your heart must be pure, pure heart and clean hands. If not, later it will become a bandage. To break from that is very difficult. It takes the power of God. So, sunod po. Ating pag-usapan po is how to bring your thoughts life under the Christ Lordship. Because we have the mind of Christ. Na pag Kristiyano ka na, you have the mind of Christ. But it has to be filled up with godly thoughts. So, number one is be aware that God knows every thought, nothing is hidden from Him. That we will give an account of whatever thoughts, whatever desires in your heart, nakasalanan. So wala kang maitatago. So if naikaisip ko lang na panaginipan, whatever it is, forgive. Remember, Lord, I forgive that person. If there's a time you can forgive, sulatan mo o tawagan, i-text mo. Yung mo lang, forgiven ka na, yung utang mo, bayad na para hindi na kita iisipin. Number two is, resist, reject evil, fight evil, hate evil, or thoughts, unwholesome thoughts in the name of Jesus. Saying no to devil, temptation, and sin. You have to be strong, say, wag. Wag yan. And if you can overcome yung small temptation mo later, makakaya mo lahat. But there are many kinds of temptation because of the flesh, our old sinful nature. And saan ka titirahin? Maybe the love of money. It could be fear. Yan, the stronghold of fear, mahirap yan. Fear of death. May iba dyan na hindi nakakatulog kasi nga baka cancer ang sakit ko, baka mamamatay na ako. Oh. And that fear is always there
hindi pa naman siya namatay, pero for all the years na may cancer siya, wala siya nagagawa. Kaya may cancer ako eh.
Mostly unbelievers believe this, but some believers are affecting by this. So what he need is the word of God. That with the Lord, nothing is impossible. Amen ba? 1 Peter 2:24, he said, by the stripes at the cross, yan, you have received your healing. And you should be living in faith, in trust of God, not out of fear. Because fear means you lack faith. Now, but there is nothing that will cause you to fear. Amen ba? Nothing. Sabihin, ay, baka matanggal ako sa trabaho, baka ubusan kami ng pera. Mahina. The Lord will provide. You ask God, lumapit ka lang. Amen ba? There is always a God solution for any problem that you have. Importante lang is that do not place your thoughts pa ulit-ulit iniisip-isip mo. Yun lang. It could be a problem of your marriage. And pray and ask for counselors to help you. O sa mga bata or sa pag-aaral, find out or how you can be tutored by someone or by parents or by taga-iglesia. Ang importante po is that mayroong ginagawa to fight this problem of ungodly thoughts or bandages. Pag-apat po is focus your mind on Christ and heavenly things. Amen. A mind controlled by the Holy Spirit is life and peace. So supposing meron kang cancer, so araw-araw lang, ang iisip mo, cancer. Yung cancer mo ay lalaki yun. Okay, palagi niisip. That's why when I minister, ngayon ito, Pastor, yung aking dibdib, mayroong bukol, cancer yun. At palagi kong hinihipo. Sabi ko, after I pray, huwag mo nang hipuin. Kasi kapag hipuin, maalala mo yung cancer na naman. But importante is, by faith, sabihin mo, I am healed of cancer. Amen ba? Have a positive confession. Sabi niya, mahal ako ng Panginoon. Kaya anak, mahal tayo ng Panginoon. Makatapos ka ng kulheyo. Yung pag-aaral, yung pera, galing sa Panginoon. Huwag kang mabahala. Importante is you are rejoicing in the Lord at tuwan-tuwa ang Panginoon na yung isang Kristiyano na ang lakas ng pananalig. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Kung wala kang pananalig, hindi ka kalugod-lugod sa Panginoon. Declare your faith in the Lord concerning your problem and your thought life will always be good. Amen ba? So, whatever your problem is, there is God's solution to it. Ask for counseling. Tumawag ka sa simbahan natin. Or what your problem is. And you find out yung problema mo, kawalang-wala. Pinoproblema mo na ganito. And fill up your mind with God's word. Things which are noble, excellent, and praiseworthy. Hanapin mo kung ano yung rima mo. It should be concerning your problem. Kung may sakit ka, hanapin mo lahat ng verses concerning healing and memorize it and confess it. Lord, ganito, ganito. Yeah. If your problem is finances, lahat ng verses on finances, ganito po. Concerning prosperity, confess it and believe it. And this is what I have learned. The Bible said, if you believe, confess it. Kahit hindi mo pa nakikita, it takes a lot of faith. Na sinabi mo na, pero wala pa. And I learned this. You have heard this, but I will say it for the last time. During our problem sa double murder case, wala na akong abogado, and we had a retrial, and the justice have already told me, you get a lawyer. You lost your case. This is a double murder case. You lost your case. You need to have a lawyer. Hanap ng hanap. Hindi kami makakahanap. One reason is, ang asking fee, 100,000. Ha? Huh? Paano? Double murder eh. Kung single murder lang, 50. Sabi ko, wala kong pera. At so, every hearing, every week, sabi ng justice, oh, where is your lawyer? You lost your case. But thank God, I was already a Christian. I thank God I was a Christian. And I belong to this church. Ang sabi ni Pastor Ranky Vic, huwag kang mabahala. Yung mga abogado dito sa mundo, mahina. Ang ating abogado, Panginoon, is full of wisdom. So alam niya yung lahat. Alam niya yung mangyari bukas or next month. Yung abogado ngayon, hanggang dito lang. So, huwag kang mabahala. Your lawyer starting today is the Lord Jesus Christ. And He will acquit you. Oh, amen. So nag-hearing kami, patawa-tawa na ako, sabi ng aking kasama, sir, bakit masaya ka? May abogado ka pa? Wala pa. O bakit masaya ka? Acquitted na ako eh. Oh, totoo ba yun? Sabi ko, acquitted na ako sa Panginoon. Dito sa korte, hindi pa, wala pa. Ang takot noon sa mga ako accused ko, our accuser is President Cory Aquino. From Malacanang, tumawag sa Sandigan Bayan, sabi, guilty lahat ha? Kaya pati abogado, maalis eh. Tumawag ng Malacanang, guilty. Di ano pagkasa mo, wala na. I told Pastor Rocky, sabi ko, Pastor Rocky, ang kalaban natin, mabigat. Presidente, sabi niya, huwag kang mabahala. Tao lang yan. Matulog mamaya, nabungungot, tapos na. Tapos, isip ka ng isip. Pero, we will not pray na magbungungot, ay magbagong isip. At mahalin mo, bless. Bless your enemies. And bless the justices. Ganun nga. At masaya ka. At huwag mo nang isipin ang problema. Una-una, hindi ka naman abogado. And I finished the case without a lawyer. At sinong gumawa ng legal memorandum yung simbahan? Si Pastor Rocky at saka lahat ang may mga assistants at mga full-time workers noon. Gumawa ng legal memorandum at 3 pages. Panginoon ang tumulong. So ganun po, that you got to have someone as a friend, as a spiritual partner who are mature than you, or come to the church. Mga pastors, mga leaders. That's why we are here, so that we can pray for you. Na huwag yung problema mo, kinikim-kim, tinatago mo lang. Bakit tinatago mo? Who can help you? Let the body of Christ, and I thank God, the full-time workers during my hearing are praying quietly. At hindi alam ng Sandigan Bayan, nagpadala si Pastor Rocky, 4-5, doon sa likod, nagpipray na tahimik. Doon lang sa likod. Kasi wala kang abogado, nagpipray sila. Sikreto lang namin yun. Pray for God's mercy. And God is merciful. He has a wonderful plan sa buhay ko pala na after my acquittal, then I will become a servant of this church. Hallelujah. Pang-apat po, always be careful on what you see and what you hear. Do not let evil and unworthy things come before your eyes. Could be on internet, television, photographs, magazines, movies, etc. So that yung mga naisip mo ay magaganda. Find out kung ano yung mga litratong dinidikit mo sa bedroom mo. Meron ganyan. O sa harap ng refrigerator. Things na nilalagay. Ang madalas, yung bababayaran. Ay, ang daming bills ko na. PLDT, telepono. Pag nakita mo, depressed ka. Sabi niya, wala tayong pambayad. Tanggalin mo yan. Anong ilalagay? Word of God. Amen. Word of God. Huwag mong fill your mind sa mga pinoproblema. Maglagay ka ng Word of God yan. I-memorize mo yan. That the Lord will provide. Hallelujah. Ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. And the Lord will do a miracle in your life. Amen ba? So ganun po. Do not concentrate. Huwag mong isipin ang isipin. Or be reminded through what you see, from what you hear, on the bandages or yung suffering na dinaanan mo. And one of these bandages or strongholds are you experience a very difficult, very cruel, and painful experience in your life nang bata ka pa. Meron ganyan. Na hindi natanggal-tanggal at tinatago mo lang in the family. Come out of that. Because it will bring you nowhere. You'll become unforgiving.
example of cases are mga children who were abused by their physically abused by their parents, pinalo ng pinalo, pinalian, o saan-saan, o pinalayas, o whatever it is. Yung bata has masamang galit na galit at he just kept quiet. Check with members of your family. Na dapat wala silang tinatago, dapat you should be reconciled with one another. Because it will become a stronghold and later, yung bata, paglaki, sabi niya, gaganti ako ng tatay pag makatapos ko ang pag-aaral. Something like this. Minsan naman, parents naman, ay merong hinanakit sa anak. At galit siya. Meron siyang favorite, meron siyang kagalit. And that will become a bandit, that will become a stronghold. Because sabi ng Biblia, do not have any favorites, even your family. Kasalanan yun. Na meron kang favorite, meron kang hindi. At di wala kang victory in your family because you are not living by faith. And I have a note here. Hindi po kasama dito. How do we avoid strongholds or deception sa mga huling araw from what you see and what you hear? Ito po. Take every thought that will come to your mind captive and measure it by the Word of God. Kung mayroon mga bagong narinig ka tungkol dito, ganito, get it and measure it by the Word of God and reject which are not consistent with the Word of God. What you hear on television, etc. Like for example, on radio and television, sa mga ganyan, ang ating mga babasa are something against someone. Maraming galit kay Gloria Macapagal. Maraming ganito-ganito. Araw-araw, yun na lang. So, mga tao, okay, ang sumamaan ko. We should not be moved by that. Sabi niya, oh, forgiven. Forgiven yan. Sabi. Do not take sides. Hindi mo alam yung nothing personal. Do not take sides of it. That will not help your Christian life. Magkakaroon ka ng stronghold. At may rinig ka, find out kung anong sabi ng salita ng Panginoon. If it is against it, dismiss it. And how do you tear down stronghold? Is that yung carnal thoughts? Palitan ho natin ng salita ng Panginoon. Remove all your past experiences and difficulties and pain from your mind at ipapasok mo yung salita ng Panginoon. Place on your thoughts the good things what God has done in your life. Amen ba? Maraming nagagawa ang Panginoon sa buhay natin, pero hindi natin naalaala. Ang naalaala natin yung ating kabigatan, yung ating pinag-prayer na hindi sinagot, yun ang nasa isip natin. Baliktad. If you fill your mind and your heart with the blessing that we have received, every time said, oh, bless na bless ako ni Lord. And He will bless you more. O ganyan. And yung confession mo, tuwan-tuwa ang Panginoon. Tuwan-tuwa siya. Pag natuwa ang Panginoon, He will bless you. He will bless you. Sino pang ibibless niya? Yung nagpapasalamat, ituwan-tuwa. But, yun na nga, you have to fight yung carnal mind na self-centered. You are proud na parang ikaw lang ang marunong at ganito. We should get out of that because we are strong Christians na. And it should be what the Lord said in the scriptures, yan po ang ating magiging rima. Hallelujah. And conclusion po. For the hermit of salvation to remain in our lives, we must live by faith in the Son of God and living in faithful obedience to the Word. Kano po yan? That to be overcomers, that the summit of salvation remain in us, is let us be loyal, obedient Christians. Our love for the Lord, hindi po nanghihina, lalo na po, we love the Lord more and more because we are living on the last days. And kung anong sabi ng Panginoon, Amen, Lord. And make sure that the helmet of salvation, the mind of Christ na sa atin, is in place at all times. Huwag niyong tanggalin. It is your responsibility.
Hindi sa Panginoon. He give you the mind of Christ, but you refuse it, nagkakasala ka. Para mang ayaw mo yung blessing ng Panginoon. It is our responsibility to remain faithful, to be thankful always for what He has done in our lives. Amen. Sige po, tumayo ho tayo at manalangin po tayo. Hallelujah. Dakilang Ama sa langit, sa pangalan ni Jesus, kami po ay nagpapuri, nagpapasalamat, Panginoon, sa aming narinig sa araw na ito. Na sa inyong pagmamahal po sa amin, binigyan mo po kami, Panginoon, that helmet of salvation na kasama po is that we receive the mind of Christ. Yung pag-iisip ng Diyos ay nasa amin na. And you also gave us the wisdom and the power of God in our thoughts. At dalangin naman, Panginoon, na baguhin mo po ang aming pag-iisip, baguhin mo po ang aming how we live in this world. That we should be always be ready and we should be alert on the temptations and the deception of Satan. Palagi, Panginoon, ihanda mo po kami as soldiers of Jesus Christ to fight the good fight of faith. That at all times we are ready and we will not be deceived. Because the word of God, the Rhema, is always reminding us who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Sige po, please sit down. Hallelujah. O mga kapatid, especially yung mga first-timers, mga baguhan, ang ating pinag-usapan yung pagpapala na matanggap ng isang tao sa Panginoon. Pero kapatid, matatanggap mo kung isuko mo yung buhay sa Panginoon. Dapat surrender to your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because siya ang Diyos na nagmamahal, pero ang gusto niya yung mga tao ay lumapit sa Kanya. At tanggapin yung Kanyang kamatayan sa krus, pambayad ng kasalanan mo. At on a prayer of faith and believing, matanggap mo yung pangako, buhay na walang hanggan sa langit. Kung may kasalanan ka, papatawarin ka. Wala kang nagagawang kasalanan, hindi niya kayang maipatawad. Lahat ng kasalanan ng tao ay mapapatawad ng ating Ama sa langit na bayaran na ito sa kamatayan ni Kristo. So, importante, kapatid, is start today. Start a new life as a new creation, as a child of God. Sige po, yung mga first-timers po at gustong tumanggap sa Panginoon, please stand. Sige po. Tayo po tayo. Amen. Sino ba po? Huwag niyo ikakahiya. Buhay mo ito, kapatid. Sige po. Please stand. Patapos mag-pray tayo. Please remain standing. At sumunod kayo sa prayer na ito. Ito ang prayer sa pagtanggap sa Panginoon. Yung ayaw tumayo, huwag niyo pilitin. Yun lang tumayo lang ang pagpapalain ng Panginoon. Sige, sumunod kayo. Panginoong Isus, ako'y isang makasalanan. At kailangan kita para matanggap ko ang patawad sa aking mga kasalanan. Panginoong Isus, naniwala po ako. Kayo ay anak ng Diyos. Namatay sa krus upang mabayaran ang aking mga kasalanan. Panginoong Isus, patawarin mo po ako sa lahat ng aking nagagawa. At aniwala ko, Panginoon, ako'y nahugasan na sa inyong mga dugo na binuo sa krus. Panginoong Isus, tinatanggap kita bilang Diyos at tagapagligtas. At pumasok ka sa aking buhay ngayon at kailanman. Maraming pong salamat, Ama, sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen, amen. O yung mga, sige po, palakpakan ho natin. Amen. Yung malalapit dyan, shake their hands. Welcome to the family of God. Sige po. Shake their hands. Welcome to the family of God.
Jesus, never want. Thank you.